Mike Huckabee Show, live from Liberty Plaza, inside the Clean Coal Studios at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, where right now there are more Republicans per square mile than at the Branson, Missouri Chick-fil-A.
And that means there are a lot of Republicans in Tampa, Florida. I think about the only people identifying on the other side are the handful of protesters, and they really turned out to be pretty puny, John. I think they were expecting 5,000 yesterday, and less than 500 showed up. I think what it was, the Occupy crowd, they really don't want to take a bath, and so when the showers came, they thought, we have an aversion to that, and they all disappeared.
90% failure rate.
John, let's talk about the business climate. You were a governor for over a decade in the state of Michigan, a highly industrial state. Manufacturing jobs, critically important. You go back to Detroit now, you see a challenging economy, people moving out of Michigan because the jobs aren't there. You see it personally. It's got to break your heart. But I want to talk about how does Michigan, as one of our bellwether manufacturing states, get out of that hole and get back on track?
Well, I think I saw part of it in action this morning. I actually was invited to come by the Michigan breakfast, and Governor Rick Snyder was there. And he's done a remarkable job in short of 2 years now of starting to get the state refocused. I always used to say the greatest resource in Michigan are the people that are there, but there isn't a person in Michigan, I think, hasn't been touched by this unemployment problem, the lack of jobs. I don't think there's a family that doesn't have a family member directly, or certainly somebody in their extended family who's lost a job, had to restructure their job, or it's been restructured for them. You've got to have economic growth. I mean, let's go to the basic principle here. 2% growth in the country is not even replacement rate for jobs. You need to get back to that 3.5-4% growth. And, oh, by the way, every percent of increase in GDP adds about $1 trillion in revenues to the federal budget. So it's also essential to the strategy of getting the nation's finances straightened out. I had a businessman say to me, he said, look, you know, one of the things you got to do is if you're struggling in business, you got to have more sales. But he said, I've never found that the best way to do that is raise my prices. And he was making a reference to the tax burdens that are being threatened from Washington today. You've got tax rates that are expiring, which mean automatic tax increases. Not a good way to go, given how weak the economy is. I think the other thing has to happen, something you stressed a lot as a governor, and I think the governors were looking ahead all, and Mitt Romney had as much success as anybody in the country in Massachusetts, is education systems at work. We cannot afford anybody dropping out of school, and you've got to stay in. You've got to get prepared for a much more technologically advanced society, no matter what your task is. You're working with a computer, you're working with data, you're working with a technology that 20 years ago nobody even thought about. And so sometimes you might want to go to college. Other times you might want to go to a two-year college, get a specific skill, or you need to get job training that allows you to work. And everybody has to do that.
In your role now as president of the Business Roundtable, President Obama made the statement, you didn't build that. And it seemed to ignite something that I have not seen in the entire 3.5 years he's been president. Speak to the members of your organization, which are CEOs of the biggest companies in this nation. Speak to their reaction when he made that comment.
Well, I'll pick one out, Fred Smith at FedEx.
Yeah.
I mean, he wrote the paper and built the company. I think he did build that. And
he went from FedEx to Fed Up, huh?
Yeah, boy. I mean, there's an example. I mean, there are a lot of big companies. And, yeah, over the years, these companies grew, and sometimes they grew by acquisition. But, you know, running successfully a large enterprise, whether that's a company or it's a state, you know, you know, there's a skill involved. But I'll tell you where it really impacted the supply chain. These are small, medium-sized companies, and there you might look up on the door, and it's the Smith Manufacturing or the Jones Production, whatever it is. I mean, and that name was Dad or Grandpa, you know, or Mom, you know, and they built those companies, and boy, did they react, because they understood exactly what it took, and they understand also what the failure rate is on trying to start a small business. It's tough, and for the ones that did it, they don't want to be seeing that diminished.
You know, there's not a big business in this country that started out big that I can think of.
That's right.
Every one of them started out as an individual's dream, an entrepreneur's concept and idea, whether it was Walmart, which was Sam Walton, sweeping the floors of his own Five and Dime, he and his wife opening that store by themselves, Bill Dillard starting by himself in a little dry goods store in Nashville, Arkansas, John Tyson delivering eggs. Those are three wonderful success stories that I can think of from my home state of Arkansas. Every state which has big enterprises, they had one person who first sat down and said, I just want to do something on my own, and it might end up being the Ford Motor Company.
That's right.
Or some other huge enterprise, but it all started small.
Ray Kroc bought a restaurant because he liked the hamburgers.
That turned out okay for him.
It turned out just fine. The Amway Corporation is a great story.
Yep.
Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel in the garage, literally a garage. And from that, a global company. Very successful, by the way, in all these companies we're talking about. Another thing that they're good at is not just selling to U.S. customers. 95% of customers of the world don't even live in this country. So they're global today. And I think they recognize that a guy like Mitt Romney, who's had success around the world, is somebody who's pretty sensitive to what that takes and how hard it is to compete. And you and I have talked about this. And I'll just maybe make this last point on this. States compete. Knock each other out for a plant or a headquarters to be located there. Well, today, around the world, nations are doing this. And when nations do it, boy, we better get in the game. I don't know what that thunder. That's Isaac.
Oh, that was thunder. Oh, that was thunder. Okay.
It really was. Anyway, these nations are competing like states compete, Mike. And I think we better understand that the United States can't just sit passively by and let our clocks get cleaned.
Is there any possibility at all that Michigan could be in play for Mitt Romney?
I think there's a real possibility. The Paul Ryan pick has been a good, well-received pick in Michigan. I think he brings to the ticket a gravitas, you know, in a different way. I mean, Mitt Romney's that serious business leader who's run large, complex enterprises. He's a heck of a decision maker. Ryan brings this budget expertise and expertise on how we get this federal budget sorted out, because we know that we can't be forever debtors. We've got to pay our bills, and we've got to get on a track where you're not spending more than you're taking in. That's going to take some time. Ryan has been courageous and almost singularly so, because he started out kind of alone and he's built a following. And right now the debate is this, and it's going to be interesting to see this in the presidential campaign. What's the other side? What's the alternative? Because the legislative process is meant to be one side proposes and the other side proposes. And if there's differences, there's a way to work those differences out. But if the other side just says no, pretty hard to work.
Okay, I'm going to throw one more question at you, Governor Engler, before you get out of here, because I've got you, and I, you know, that way, what are you going to do? You're going to get up and walk out? I don't think so. So here we go. Mitt Romney grew up in Michigan. He, you know, he's got a home base there. But more to the point of why would any business person still support Barack Obama in Michigan? I guess I could say, for that matter, in any other part of the country, given the past 4 years. I can understand it 4 years ago. They didn't really know Barack Obama, didn't know what he was going to do. But 4 years in, how would you rationalize, justify any business person trying to make it, saying, oh, Obama's a great president for business?
I think that one always looks at records. One has to. I, in 1990, was privileged to be a Senate leader who was sort of an opposition leader and ran against an incumbent governor. And we simply made the case that after 8 years, if it had been there, we'd have seen it by now. And I think the cycle time on success probably shortened up a little bit. And so I do think that this is an election, and the polls are very clear on this. When you ask people, half the people think it's about jobs and the economy. If it's about jobs and the economy, we know what the record is at present. We think Mitt Romney can do better. I think that's his argument, and that's what he ought to spend the convention talking about. It's what he ought to spend from now to November talking about.
Well,
thanks for having me on.
Hey, John Engler, thank you. John Engler, former governor of Michigan, who is now the president of the Business Roundtable, and by the way, a very dear friend. And I think mostly because we love his wife, Michelle. But we tolerate John.
And she is definitely the better asset.
Boy, that's something upon which we all absolutely agree. Evan Tracy is going to be with me. He is with Clean Coal USA. We're going to be talking about energy in this country, why it is important to you, and why you need to be very concerned about this election. And when we come back, Evan Tracy joins me. We'll be talking clean coal and much more. We'll be right back.
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
The Mike Huckabee Show.